Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 144 for Friday, November 14th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The Ice Futures Canada canola market bounced around both sides of unchanged Friday, but the bias was higher at the close. Canola was up $1 to $3, the January contract up $3.30 at $427.90. Losses in Chicago soybeans did put spillover pressure on canola throughout the day. The Canadian dollar was also stronger today, and the resulting softness in crush margins was a bit bearish. But canola has already seen some wide price swings over the past week and was due for some consolidation as the Canadian oilseed looks cheap compared to soybeans. Farmers have moved back to the sidelines after making some sales earlier in the week, and that was supportive for canola today. Fund traders adding to long positions contributed to the gains. Milling wheat and durum were both untraded, but barley was higher in light activity. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both down, while wheat held on to small gains. Soybeans ended 15 to 33 cents lower, the January contract down 33 cents at 10.20 per bushel. U.S. export data was behind some of that selling pressure in beans, with weekly U.S. soybean export sales of about 1 million tons, down considerably from last week. The USDA numbers also included some cancellations of soy meal sales that had already been on the books, as high U.S. prices and logistics issues across the Midwest are forcing end users to look to alternative sources, such as South America. A report from private forecasters Informa Economics predicting record large U.S. soybean plantings in 2015 weighed on prices as well. The company forecast soybean area at 88.3 million acres, which would be up by 4.1 million from 2014. Most of the increase in soybean area is expected to come at the expense of corn. Informa forecast next year's U.S. corn acreage at 88.3 million as well, and that would be down from the 90.9 million acre crop grown this year. While that smaller acreage number was somewhat supportive for corn, that market was still down 4 to 5 cents, the December contract down 4 at $3.82 per bushel. Corn hit its highest levels in 4 months yesterday and was due for a correction from a chart standpoint. That recent strength also encouraged an increase in farmer selling, which contributed to today's declines. However, advances in wheat were somewhat supportive. Wheat was up 2 to 8 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 7 at $5.61 per bushel. Forecasts calling for cold, snowy weather across much of the central U.S. accounted for some of that strength, as the adverse weather could cause some damage to the winter wheat crops at this time. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, November 14th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.